Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estrotori, coming to you on behalf of Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Today, we dive into some pressing stories that surfaced just last week. First on the docket, a chilling revelation about the impact of climate change on the domestic front. As per Climate Valuation, an astounding 4% of Australian properties are staring down the barrel of high risk with climate change, making insurance neither cheap nor easy to come by. Meanwhile, an additional 10% of properties are in the category of moderate risk, vulnerable to floods, bushfires, and other calamities. With insurance costs having shot up close to 70% in half a decade, we can expect the potential cost burden to reach $35 billion by the year 2050. Both the Insurance Council of Australia and Climate Valuation are advocating for more resilience, pushing for investments in flood defenses, while also advocating for a decrease in state insurance taxes. Solutions like retrofitting our homes, moving them all together, or switching to more resilient construction methods could help manage risks. A significant move is on the horizon for national climate proofing standards, poised to protect Australian communities and hopefully ease insurance premiums. Switching gears, we also bring you a case about a rejected insurance claim that has sparked off quite the debate. A woman found her claim rebuffed after her husband mistakenly added diesel exhaust fluid instead of petrol to her car's fuel tank. After initially being assured by Suncorp that the fluid, known as AdBlue, was not considered improper fueling, they then cited a technicality to reject the claim. While the Australian Financial Complaints Authority sided with Suncorp, they held the insurer accountable for delays, slapping them with a $3,000 penalty. Above all, this case is a stark reminder about the critical importance of understanding our policy documents thoroughly. That's all for this week's rundown of insurance news, brought to you by Financial Services Online, your guide to personal and business insurance in Australia. For more news and services, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. Remember, staying informed is your best policy. Have a great week, Australia.